Let's get into Mitzvah Nun Aleph, Mitzvah 51. Now we start a couple of days ago what we started already. We started the eighth parak of Bava Kamma, which was all about Chovel, which was the Aveir a couple of days ago. Now we start the beginning of Bava Kamma. The first six prakim of Bava Kamma are Nizke Mamon, where my property does damage. The first famous sheet in mission in Bava Kamma, Shor Bar Mava Hever. Each one of those is a separate mitzvah upon Bezdin to judge a case. So today is the first one, Shor, as the Torah writes in Parak of Aleph, V'chiyigach Shor Es Ish O Es Isha V'mei Sakoy Sakel HaShor. If your ox does any type of damage, if it kills somebody, we'll get to more of that next week, but if your shor does damage, then one has to pay. That is the nezek called shor. That's the first one listed in the Mishnah in Bava Kamma Daf Beis, and that's this mitzvah here. Ladun bedin shor hamazik. We will get to, there's a discussion in the Gemara, what is included in shor. It might be keren, shein, and regel. Right, it might be three different types of damaging. Karen being kavana to damage. If any of my property does an act of damage, and it has kavana to damage, not only my cow, my dog, tries to damage you in a certain way, so that's sure. Shane is where my animal eats your fruit. Anything where it gets pleasure. That's going to be a separate mitzvah, as we'll see. As will regel, where my animal just tramples over your flower bed. That will be different. Today we have shor. Shor hamazik is the category that's called kavanasa lahazik by the Gemara. Any time where my property does damage. Bein shehizik adam kamosha kaza bepashas v'chiyigach, whether my animal or my property damaged a person. Bein shehizik mamon, or my property damaged your property. My dog ate your dog. Kamosha kaza bepashas v'chiyaguf. Either way, shor damaging is this mitzvah, the mitzvah of, again, upon Bezdin to judge the case. What does Yaguf mean? It means to push, but as the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, da beiz mabeiz, which the Chinuch is quoting, any part of the animal's body. If the animal kicks, if the animal bites, in order to damage any type of damaging, its horns, kulam bechal lashin negifa mashma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Beis, just to quote one point, quotes a number of psukim, some from Shmos and some from Melachim, to teach me that any part of the animal's body, if it is used to damage with, that is included in this malacha, in this mitzvah. But the Gemara there has one line where it says, why can't we just quote the pasuk from Milachim? Because that's a more inclusive pasuk. Because it says, divrei Torah mi divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan. You can't learn divrei Torah mi divrei Kabbalah. Nevi'im is called divrei Kabbalah. Question, why is that? Why are Nevi'im called divrei Kabbalah? Right, Torah is called Torah, divrei Kabbalah. So if you look in the Ben Yehoyada, it's a beautiful Ben Yehoyada, the first one in Bava Kamma, he talks about why Nevi'im are called divrei Kabbalah, because Moshe Rabbeinu received his Nevuah from Hashem, and what the exact Nevuah that Moshe got, he gave back, he gave out. Nevi'im accept all other Nevi'im besides Moshe Rabbeinu, first accept the Nevuah, and then spit it out as a Nevuah in their own words. Right? Every Navi, Ein Shnei Nevi'im Islam B'Signon Echel, the Gemara says. Two other Nevi'im don't give the same, never say it and express it in the same way. So says the Ben Yoyada, that's why Nevi'im are called Divrei Kabbalah, because all the Nevi'im are first Makabel. They're Makabel, whatever Hashem tells them. Zed Daika, Ki Ilu Shomen HaDavar, start from the beginning. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu, Shechina Medaberes Mitol Grono, V'Lachein Amar Zed HaDavar. This is what Hashem told me. He could be so specific. This is exactly what Hashem told me. Aval neviim heim shamu mipi ashrina. Neviim heard from Hashem. V'yachar kach motzin advarim chadashim mipiem ka'osan advarim sheshamu. And then they spit back what they heard. Nimsa heim kiblu advarim ha'ela mipi ashrina v'chozin umagidin osam liYisrael. And therefore, that's why neviim are called divrei Kabbalah. It's an important yisod to know. Torah versus Nevi'im, but where does that come up? The Ben Yoyada says that's the pshat on Bava Kamma Daf Beis, where the Gemara is learning out any part of the animal's body that does hezek, it is chayiv and is included in keren, which is shor, according to this mitzvah. So that is why it's called divrei Kabbalah. Continue. The verb goring, negicha, means karen with one's horn. As we just said, any part of the animal's body used for damaging is included. And the chinuch continues, not only an ox. Most people don't have oxen these days. Ella afilu kol behema v'chayva of. Any animal or property of mine, shehiziko, that does damage, chayavin, Ela shadibra akasiv viragil. It talks about oxen, because oxen are common. But if I have any type, if I have a certain machine that causes damage to your property, if I have any type of animal, any type of anything, property, that would be chayiv. The kfar amar nu shekol ha-mitzvos ha-bos lanu al davar ha-mishpat. I've already said, says the chinuch, that all these halachas that have to do with a legal system, shor shechel v'hen, they're all the same. They're all just to keep a fair and just and a society in check. V'davar muskolu, it's logical. V'nitzorach lachzer oso b'chol achas v'achas. I don't have to quote any other svar behind this. Got a number of points let's mention now that have to do with Nezek in general. Some of the major issues in the first six brachim of Baba Kama, this has to do with this mitzvah, which is Karen. It has to do with, in 2 days from now, we're going to discuss Bor. In a few days from now, we're going to discuss Shein and Regel, Mitzvah Nunhei, Mitzvah Nunvav is Eish. All of these Nezikin are coming up. One of the big sugi is, and if not the first sugya that one discusses in Baba Kama, is there an isser to be mazik? The Torah says you're not allowed to wound. The Torah says you're not allowed to kill. The Torah says many lo, but it never says lo tazik. The Torah says if I damaged, I have to pay. Is there an avera? What if I go over to your car and smash your headlight? And then I say, okay, here's the money. I pay for it. Did I do an avera? The Torah doesn't say lo tazik. The Torah says, if I do something, I have to pay for it. So maybe it's like a loan. If I borrow money from you, I have to pay. So if I damage you, I have to pay. Is there an isser? So our instinct would say yes. And that's the instinct of all Rishonim and Achronim. But it's fascinating, and it's an unanswered question. Why the Torah does not say it? We're about to say, there are many shitas about where it's included in, but this, at the end of the day, the Torah chose not to say it, and that is an unanswered question. The fact that there is an Isser, the Rambam does not count it as a separately, but in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon, which is all about these halachas, the Rambam quotes in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, Mipnei she'asur la'adam lahazik u'lashalei ma'shahazik. It's asur to do it. Afilu ligrom anazik asur. Even a gram, even indirect, it's asur. The Rambam doesn't tell us, though, what the Isser is. So for that, we have to go first to some Rishonim. The first Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos says that Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Moshe got the general principles at Sinai, and he also got the details. For example, says the Chinuch, Shaharei kasuv lo sigzol. It says, do not steal in the Torah. V'kol nezikin bechlalo solav. All of Nezek is included in that. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, stealing doesn't just mean taking something, but if I damage you, that's also stealing, even though I'm not getting anything out of it. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah. That's also the sheet of the Tur. The Tur in Hilchas Nezikin says, Kishem she'asur ligno v'ligzol mamon chaveiro, kach asur lahazik mamon shalo. Just like it's asur to steal, so it was asur to damage. The Tur and the Rabbeinu Yonah seem to say that it is included and connected to Geneva. The Bach, right on that Tur, says, I have another pshat. Maybe it's Bal Tashchis. Bal Tashchis, which is a separate Aveira, we're going to get to later in the Torah, Parsha Shoftim. You can't destroy good things. So Hezek, you're destroying good things. And even if my animal damages, if I didn't watch it properly, I'm indirectly doing that. And that's the Yisr. The Yisr of Bal Tashchis. A third, the Yad Raman, Baba Basra says, you know what Nezek is? Lifnei Iver or V'yahatlo Recha Kamocha. One of those two. But let's say V'yahatlo Recha Kamocha. You don't want to be damaged, so you don't want anybody to damage you. Or Lifnei Iver, maybe it's included. You can't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person to make him trip. So, you know, obviously you can't do anything to his items either. If you can't hurt him, you can't hurt his property. Another suggestion. This is what the Stipler says. The Stipler, and well, this will finish. The Stipler in the first Simon of Baba Kama. Because this is the ABCs of Baba Kama. Is there an Issa to be Mazik? The Stipler has two ideas. First, he says, maybe it's Hashavas Aveda. If you have to return somebody's property if it was lost, obviously you can't go to somebody's property and smash it and cause it to be lost. So it's a culture again, it's a Kal V'chomer from Hashavas Aveda. Idea number one. But then he says a more general idea. And he says, maybe it's included in the mitzvah of setting up a court system. We know there's a mitzvah to set up a court system. It's even one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, Dinim. Included in that is, says the Stipler, if you would go to court and say, could I do this? If they would tell you no, that's included in the mitzvah of Dayanim. So it's included in having a just society. The mitzvah of Dayanim, obviously, going over and smashing other people's property, that would be something that would be uncalled for. So, whether it's Gezel, whether it's Lafta Recha Kamocha, Hashavas Aveda, these are all the different shitas about what the Isser is, but again, at the end of the day, it's fascinating that the Torah does not say it. The Torah just says, this is what you have to pay, but we assume it's usur based on some other shitas. That is one major issue in Ezekin. The second major issue in Ezekin, which is more discussed in the Achronim than the Rishonim, and that is, what is the root chiyuv of hezek? I have to pay. I have to pay if I'm mazik. But how do I define that? Why do I have to pay, let's say, if my ox goes in damage? Is that because, how would we formulate it, lumdus? If that because was called choser shmira, I didn't watch my animal properly. It was my fault, choser shmira. Or is it what's called maisa hezek? My animal did damage, it's as if I did the damage through my animal. Choser shmira or maisa hezek? That's one way to formulate the chakira. Another way to formulate the chakira, and we'll have a fascinating afkamina in a minute, another way to formulate the chakira is that, why do I have to pay you? Because I caused you a loss, hefsid mamon, or because I did a maisa hezek against you? That's the chakira. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? Maisa hezek or hefsid mamon? I'll give you a fascinating case that the Achronim bring up. This is said, if you want to see the chakira, Evan Azal or Mrs. Amon Melzer in Perak Aleph, Hedukhas Niske Mamon, he says this chakira. But in the Achronim, they talk about the following case. Let's say there you have two very, very rare paintings. They're each worth $500,000. The only two like it in the whole world. And I go over and I destroy one of your paintings. But the other one, because now it's the only one left in the world, it goes up and now it's worth $1,000,000. So you used to have two paintings worth $500,000, but now I destroyed one of them, but now the other one is the only one, so it's worth $1,000,000. Do I have to pay you $500,000? So the Achronim say, oh, it's totally on the Chakira. What's the root of the Chiyav of Hezek? If the root is Hefsin Mamu that you caused him a loss, you didn't cause him a loss here. He had $1,000,000 worth of assets, and now he still has $1,000,000 worth of assets. But if you say it's totally on the Maisa Hezek, I did a Maisa Hezek to you, I damaged you, physically, I did a Maisa Hezek to you, so that is a fascinating Chakira that is discussed by the Achronim that would be totally on this issue. How do we look at Hezek? Is it Maisa Hezek, or is it just a Hefsin Mamon that was caused? Okay, we'll get back to other items as well if we have time, but now let us continue first. Dini HaMitzvah, let's get to some of the details of Hezek of Shor, as much as we can. We can't do all of the highlights of Karen of the first six Prakim, but touch on a couple of points. Number one, Kagon. Ezel Muad Vatam. As we know, there are two different types of Shor. There is what's called a Shor Tam, which is the first three times a Shor gores. It is only chayiv, and the owner is only chayiv chatzi nezek. He pays only chatzi nezek. After the third time, then the owner is warned that he pays nezek shalom. Why does he only pay chatzi nezek? It's your ox. Why does he only pay chatzi nezek the first three times? So that is a major machlokes amoraim. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Tezvava ben Aleph. Is palga nizka knasa or is palga nizka mamona? Do we assume that the first three times an ox gores? That's very, very strange. Oxen don't gore. Really, the person should be totally putter the first three times. After three times, you know this guy's a wild ox. So therefore, you have to pay full. But the first three times, you should be zero. But you know what? The Torah wants you to guard your animal. So you know what? The Torah says, if he does something, we're going to be mechayev you chatzi nezek, half, even though you should be chayev zero. That's called palga nizka knasa. It's a knas, it's a fine. What do we say? No, palga nizka mamona. Really, you should pay right away, full. You should pay nezek shalim. The Torah has rachmanis. Oh, you didn't know. You didn't know you have such a wild shor. But the Torah has rachmanis on you the first three times. So therefore, the Torah has compassion and you only pay half the first three times. That's palga nizka mamona. It's really mamon. It's not a fine. It's what you really deserve to pay. That is a major machlokas in Baba Kama, Daf Tesvav and Aleph. Palga nizka knasa, palga nizka mamona. We hold palga nizka knasa. We hold palga nizka is a knas. And therefore, all dine knasos apply to it. For example, what? What's an example of a knas that applies to it? If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Beis, he discusses the sugya of mode b'knas. Whenever one is mode in a knas, let's say I go to court and I say, I stole an ox and I shechted it. So I'm chayev dalad v'hei. You know what the halacha is? I only pay the principal. I only pay one. Because whenever you mode b'knas, that's the principal. Mode b'knas pater. If I mode in a knas, what's the svara? I'm doing tshuva. You know, I'm coming on my own volition to admit that I did it, so you don't have to pay the extra fines. You don't have to pay the kefel. If I come to a bez and I say, I stole it, I only have to pay the karen. I don't have to pay the kefel. Right? That's modeh b'knas pater. There is a machlokes. What if modeh b'knas and then edim come the next day to testify about it? Let's say I see edim going to court to testify against me. So I run ahead of them, and I run into bez and I say, modeh b'knas, I did it, I did it, because I don't want to be chayiv double. and they come afterwards. Is it chayav or pater? That's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. We mentioned in a parshas here last year a beautiful drush on modiv eknas. V'achach bo edim is machlokas Rav and Shmuel. We'll just mention it again quickly. And that is, really, if you think about it, we are all modiv eknas. We're moda on our averus. We do vidui. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, slach lanu avinu. But you know what? After 120 years, the edim are going to come. Our lives are going to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to be moda now, but v'achach bo edim. So what do we hold? So, if we hold like Shmuel, Shmuel says Chayiv in that case. So hopefully we hold like Shrav. This is alluded to in the two psukim. Bilam says, Oy, mi yichye, mi sumo el. If you change the nekudos a little bit, Oy, mi yichye, mi Shmuel. Oy, mi yichye, if we hold like Shmuel, how can we live? Baruch Hashem, we don't, and that's the other pasuk in Tehillim. V'salachti la'avoni, ki Ravhu. We paskin like Rav. So that's a big drush, but it gets the point across of modiv eknas v'yachugach bo edim. Okay, so this is the halacha of Tam and Muad. There is also a very interesting rugged shaver. The rugged shaver is based on a Gemara in Baba Kama. One time the rugged shaver, somebody once came to the rugged shaver, a woman came to the rugged shaver. Or maybe the woman went to the doctor in the city that she was, in Dvinsk, and said, I don't know what's going on with my baby. My baby doesn't nurse on Shabbos and Yontif. He nurses all the time. He doesn't nurse on Shabbos and Yontif. The doctor's like, I have no idea. What kind of baby doesn't nurse on Shabbos and Yontif? So the baby goes to the woman. I don't know, maybe the Rugged Shaver heard about it. So the woman came to the Rugged Shaver. The Rugged Shaver says, it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi in Baba Kama. She's like, what? Everybody's like, what? What are you talking about? The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama that what an animal could become a Muad for certain things. Right? The Gemara says, Muad, it could be a Muad to damage these animals and not those animals. Muad for older people, a Muad for younger people. Rabbi Yehuda says, there could be a muad for Shabbos. If an animal gores three times on Shabbosim, then he's a muad for Shabbos and not for weekdays. Why? How could this possible? Says the Yerushalmi right here at the end of the fourth parak in Baba Kama, because on Shabbos people wear different kinds of clothing. And therefore the animal might go crazy because he sees the people dressed up in a certain way. So the animal might go crazy. So he could be a muad for Shabbos and not for weekday. Says the Rugged Shaver, put on your weekday clothes and see if the baby nurses. The woman put on her weekday clothes and the baby nursed on Shabbos. Says the Rugged Shaver reads a Mishnah in Yerushalmi about oxen, and he could tell a woman that a baby is not nursing because she's wearing different clothes. That's a Rugged Shaver. Okay, we go weiter. So that's another halacha about Tam and Muad. And the other various halachas that are discussed here, different details, as the Chinuch says, are discussed in the first six prakim of Baba Kama. Let's get into another couple of important details of Nezek. There is an important halacha that's quoted in the Minchas Chinuch here in Os Ches, the halacha that is a difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. One of the halachas that the Rambam discusses, I'll read it to you from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon, it's based on a Mishnah in Baba Kama, Shor Shel Yisrael Shenagach Shor Shel Nachri. An ox owned by a Jew that gores an ox owned by a non-Jew. Bein Tam, Bein Muad Pater. Tam or Muad Pater. That's the halacha. If it's shor of a Jew, calls it shor of a non-Jew. Why? Why is that fair? Isn't it biased? Lefi she'ena goyim mechayven es ha'adam al behemto she'izika. Because, at least a certain time in history, goyim were only said adam ha'mazik es chayv, if I damage. But if my shor damages, they don't say chayv. So you know what? If our shor does it to them, we don't say chayv either. V'harianu danim lam kidineyem. That's the halacha. Shor Yisrael shenagach shor shel nachri. What about the opposite? For shor shel nachri shenagach shor shel Yisrael, mishalim nezek shalim. Why? Because we want to make sure that they guard their animals. Okay, it's a halacha that requires more elaboration. Ultimately, it might be gzeiras hakasef. That is a halacha. There's a very important story that's told over in Baba Kama about this halacha. The Gemara says in Baba Kama on Dav Lamed Ches Amid Aleph that Tana Rabbanan. The Romans sent two officers to the Jews. Limdunu Torahschem. Teach us your Torah. The Romans sent halachas. Teach us your Torah. Karu v'shana v'sheleishu. So these Roman generals stayed in the base madrash, and they were taught the entire Torah three times. B'shas p'tirasan, when they left, Amru Lahem, the general said, Dikdaknu b'chol Torahschem. We learned your entire Torah. Ve'emeshu. It's all true. It all makes great sense. Chutz midavar zeh, except for one halacha. This halacha. That halacha, we don't like. Right? But we're not going to tell on you because everything else made sense to us. Asks Tosfos two questions. First of all, Tosfos says, how they teach them Torah? You're not allowed to teach a non-Jew Torah. Tosfos answers, they have to because it was Sakanas Nefashos. So asks the Marshal, asks the Amshal Shlomo, it was Sakanis Nefashis, so why didn't they just fake that halacha? Wouldn't they have thought that halacha would get them in trouble? If it was Sakanis Nefashis, says Tosfos, on Daflam Chesman Alfin Baba Kama, and that's the reason that they taught them Torah in the first place, so why didn't they lie about this halacha? Isn't it pretty dangerous to teach this halacha? Says the Marshal, the Yesod Gadol, as quoted by other Achronim. Says the Marshal, right here in the Amshal Shlomo, you know what you see from here? When it comes to formulating the Torah, Gam Shamina Mehai Braisa, Da Aser Lashanos Divrei Torah Af Ki Hasakana. Even if one is in danger, one is not allowed to be Mizayef the Torah, falsify the Torah. V'chayev Limsar Atzma Aleha, and you have to give your life for it. Why didn't they think that they would tell on them? It must be, you're not allowed to be mishaker when you are presenting the Torah. When you present the Torah, you're not allowed to be mishaker. Aye, what are you going to ask me? What about the Septuagint? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah that the Talmai made the 70 Chachamim go to the 70 different rooms and change the Torah. And they made all these 10 differences in the Torah. So how could they be Mishana of the Torah? All of two answers. Either those were all Al Pi Hadibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Ruach HaKodesh to do this. So that's why they did it. Or none of those changed the Halacha. What did they change? They changed the word for rabbit in the Torah. It says Arneves, but Arneves was Talmi's wife. So they had to change the word because they didn't want to insult him. So those were kinds of differences. But when it comes to a halacha, you're not allowed to change. So I once heard this connected to another mitzvah. Where else do you see this? That to be mezayif the Torah is Yehari Val-Yavar? There's a mitzvah later on in Parshas Dvarim, mitzvah Tav Tezvav. A dayan is not allowed to fear any of the parties. And the Medrash says, it's quoted in the Chinuch and in the Rambam, even if he's scared for his life, he's not allowed to change the din. Lo sagru mipnayish. What do you mean? Sakaras tefashas. It's not one of the big three. The answer is, when it's the Moshe Nefesh. It can't be Meshaker when you're presenting what the Torah says about a certain issue. So that comes up here in Os Ches and Minchas Chinuch, Shar Shel Akum, and Shar Shel Yisrael. Again, there's a lot more here when it comes to Karen. Another halacha that I forgot to mention, but it's obviously clear in Baba Kama. When we have the difference between Tam and Muad, this is back in Os Aleph of the Minchas Chinuch, I want you to remember that a Tam can never pay more than it itself is worth. That's called Migufo. Muad pays no matter what. He's got to sell all his assets to get payment. Tam, we know, only pays Chatzi Nezek, but also only pays Migufo. That might reflect on a major distinction between Tam and Muad. Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas suggests that Tam is the only one where it's not that the person is Chayiv. The animal, so to speak, is Chayiv. And then Memelo, the person who owns the animal, is Chayiv. By Eish, the Eish is in Chayiv. The bar is in Chayiv. The person's Chayiv. The Chiddush by Shor Tam, says Reb Chaim in Oz Reish Chav Beis, Shiny Shibur Hashor, Hashibur Chal Al Hashor. First, B'chol Hashibudim Da'al Machal Mikodem Kchiyav HaKakata D'Gavr. It's forced on the person, and then on his Nechassim. Avol B'shor Chal Hashibur Al Hashor, Mibelisha Yochol Mikodem Al Abayel Machiyav. And only afterwards, and he brings a riot to that, which we don't have time for now, but that is Shor, Karen, Tam and Muad, and a couple of other issues as well. Okay, B'Hashem, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos, and B'Hashem, we will continue next week with other halachas as we continue in Mishpatim, related to Maseches Baba Kama.